We can call the order at 5:01. And roll call.
Yeah, all right. We have George.
Here.
Dawn. I see Dawn there. Can we hear you, Dawn? Oh, allowed to talk. There we go.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Sorry. Do my due diligence. Aldine is absent and excused. Janet.
Here.
And Julie.
Here.
Karen, I don't see yet. I think usually she calls in. I'll keep an eye out. And Amy.
Here.
I see Jeff there as well. So, great. We're at the approval of minutes.
Okay. Did everybody have a chance to read the last minutes for March 6th?
Yes.
Any problems, issues, changes, corrections?
This is Julie. Move to approve the minutes from March 6th.
Second, Amy.
Okay. Current agenda, approval of agenda, does anybody want to add anything?
Just make sure we do ask for any objections and the actual vote part
of
approval.
That's right, sorry. Back to approval of the meetings. All in favor say aye.
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 Thanks.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now approval of today's agenda. Anybody have any additions or corrections? Seeing none.
Move to approve the agenda.
Thank you.
For today's meeting.
I second it, George.
Thank you, George. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Citizens' comments. We don't see any citizens in here except for us. Communications to the commission. I have not gotten any. Colt, anybody else?
I did get something that was, I'm not sure. That it was Emily from All Events talking about she saw that the Clay Street Cemetery annual cleanup day was scheduled and that she could offer her services.
It's spam.
I saw it too and I went.
So Jeff shared that he's got an email. I think it probably went to the whole council. Anytime you do a Facebook event, there's companies out there that go through and pay us and we'll help promote your meeting.
Yeah.
And we're good.
Yeah.
I didn't think we need national promotion of that.
So. Got that all the time with my past job.
Okay. Moving on, events and public relations. So annual cleanup day scheduled for Saturday, May 18th, 2024, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Any discussion on that? I know the Pioneers are down for that day.
Janet? It's looking promising that we'll be able to start doing early cleanup on the Thursdays, three Thursdays before the 18th from Public Works standpoint. So absent a major snowstorm, we should be in the cemetery on schedule to get things prepared for the final touch cleanup on the 18th.
That's so very helpful, especially all those leaves.
Yeah, that's what we're focusing on this year, is making sure that we rake those leaves up and bag them. And
okay, thank you. Financial update. So that's usually all deans do. Goes through all that.
I did get the quote for the new purchase order, and Colt can tell you how much it was if.
Julie sent it to me, $8,275. We don't have an invoice for it yet, so we haven't sent payment. But just to make sure that it was recorded and those funds were marked and you see it on the report, I went ahead and entered the purchase order. And so as soon as we have an invoice from acquiring, we can submit that and get money sent. I think we want to, that needs to be sooner rather than later, huh?
Yes, please.
But that gives us an idea of what's remaining if we wanted to place an additional order, correct, you know, sooner than later. So that's why I wanted him to take that number out. Okay?
Okay. Unfinished business update on the clearing monument orders, which we kind of just mentioned. Julie, have we gotten any proof?
I still don't have a shipping date, but the other ones are supposed to be in production. And they had contacted us asking if they could include that other family's grave marker with our order, and Aldine said that would be fine. So, you know, they are working actively toward getting that to us, and it's supposed to be here before late Memorial Day, I thought, but okay. I haven't gotten a firm confirmation of that yet.
So I haven't seen any of the proofs.
I'm talking about the previous order,
okay,
that's not been palleted yet. So, no, we haven't. I emailed them on Monday and asked where the proofs were for the last order, which
okay,
was what? There was like 41. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we are going to allow that other person's marker to be sent with ours?
Yes, because Aldine knows who it goes to and where it goes, so she's fine with that.
Okay.
It does go in Clay Street Cemetery. It's just with a different name than we recognized. So.
Okay.
Yeah, she knows who it is, and when she explained it to me, it made sense, so
okay,
I thought, well, that's fine. And then they're going to make a donation of some kind, so.
Okay.
And Judy, how many are we expecting to have delivered by Memorial Day, possibly? Remember what that first order was?
Well, it's one pallet. I think it's just one pallet.
Is that the one that we have the quote for?
No.
No, that's the last order we already paid for
last
in the
year.
Fall.
Got it. I don't have that.
Was that?
I think it was like 38. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I was going to say something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just make sure when it gets delivered to Public Works that there's a billeting sheet on it that I have an approximate number to be looking for. So.
Okay, I can send it to you when we get off of the meeting.
That'd be helpful. Thanks.
Sure thing.
Okay, and then for our next order, the 2024 Clay Street Cemetery Commission, I've got 12 names so far on that. And so the price did not go up from the last
quote? Not on the last quote. It's the same on the last quote.
Okay,
so
how many markers can we do for that $10,000 for this 2024 Clay Street Cemetery Commission?
They're $175 each, according to the invoice in our packet. So $10,000 divided by $175 plus shipping, if there's shipping included.
I just checked, you know, 50 times $175, and that came out to $87.50. So if you're thinking shipping would be a little bit higher for 50 versus 41. So I'd say 50 at maximum, maybe 48 to be safe. Shipping would probably be more like 1,200, 1,300 when you increase that. But
you think, do we have to spend that $10,000 this year?
Yes, that is a fiscal
okay
year expenditure.
Yeah.
Okay.
January through December, but invoices and spent, committed prior to that,
mm-hmm,
I think October, November-ish, because of the bed tax committee.
Okay. Julie, will you know kind of the shipping once the one we're waiting on gets shipped? Or
that one's on the, whenever we get a number together, they'll give us a quote right away. So as soon as you have 12 so far.
Yes.
You know, the interesting thing, and I think I talked with you briefly about this, Janet, was the shipping for this order of, 41 that we have?
Huh?
It's the same as the last order. So adding more weight doesn't necessarily make the shipping go up. I think it's the dimensions of the pallet that can change it. So, and sometimes if they have other things going, we get a better rate. So I think it's not, you know, we just have to go, hey, we have 40, how much is it? Or, hey, we have 46, how much is it? And they'll give us a new quote.
Okay.
Speaking as someone who 10 years ago was, my full-time job was shipping pallets across half of the world, I agree. Once you hit a certain density, which obviously this stuff's, it doesn't matter if you're shipping 35, 45, or whatever. So with that math at 175, 50 pillows comes out to 8750. And if you add 1100 for shipping, you're 9850. So I think 50 is a pretty safe number.
Yeah.
Yeah, cutting it nice
48
close,
if you
want
to be real conservative, but with the goal of not being under 50.
Get busy, Jen.
How to find 50, we find information on.
Yeah. And then the concern was that they had informed all the customers in a blanket statement that they were raising the prices, but then they didn't raise our prices. And so there is a chance that that could be going up. And I'll stay in communication with them to find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So under new business, Unknown in Clay Street Cemetery, Moose and Arctic Brotherhood. So Aldine was wanting to discuss, we've got some people, we have their names, and we know they're buried in the Moose and Arctic Brotherhood section, but we don't know where. There were two options we were discussing. One was to just create a marker, but don't put a plot number on it, like, because we don't know where their plot is. Kind of like a what they call a cenotaph. It's a marker, but it's not actually on their grave. And just find a section, like for the Moose, in the Moose area, and that's why there's copies of the map here. Or, I think there's like 4 or 5 Moose that we don't know. We don't have a plot for them. Or the other suggestion was to have Garrett Speeder, who did the GPR for us the past 3 years, maybe come back out for like an hour and see if he can't locate those 4 plots, because I think they would have to be in that section up towards the top in the Moose. Let's see that big bush, 675.
Yeah.
Up in there. And those would probably be right because of the years they died, and they kind of buried them in that direction. So we wanted to discuss that. And the Arctic Brotherhood, there's just one person that we don't know where they're buried, and we don't have a plot for them. So she just wanted to discuss what you guys thought. Should we go the cenotaph route, or maybe have Garrett come back out? It probably wouldn't take even an hour.
Well, this is Julie. I strongly move that we have another GPR done, especially when you're in a concentrated area like that, to try to locate the unidentified graves, because we have a chance to get it right, and I think it's worth the money.
Yeah, I agree. That was my suggestion.
I agree too. I think that we have plenty of known names to work on, And so I don't think that it's a priority to get a cenotaph done yet, but definitely have it on our minds that it could be done in the future. And I agree with Julie about getting the ground penetrating radar done again.
I got a question. On this picture 675, looks like brush or trees or shrubs or how would the ground penetrating radar?
Well, her grave is marked.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. She's just got a bunch of rose hips around her grave. But there's an actual marker there.
Oh, well, good.
Mm-hmm. So if they do the radar again, would that change the numbers that you have on here if there was another one found?
We would just add them in like we did, like 0.1, oh, like 0.2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, do we need a motion for that because it's financial? Or just wait until the quote comes in for the GPR?
You're not committing to anything at this point.
Okay.
You're just getting a quote. You'd wait till then.
So that everybody kind of agrees we should just have it GPR'd again.
Yeah.
Do we need to vote on
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Cole, do we need to vote?
It's not
the last time you did that, it was before my time, so you tell me. If you recall doing motions for that in the past, then go for it.
I would just say we're all in agreement, Janet, to have you go and call and set it up and ask him if he can give us a quote, like with a roundabout idea, and then we could take action on approving the expenditure. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okie dokie. Open agenda. Anybody have anything you want to add? Hearing none. Our next meeting is May 1st, 2024, 5 p.m. And with that, I guess we're adjourned.
Ooh.
Thanks, Colt. Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome.
See you guys next month.